J-Munchy, we are on the fly right here in Home Builders HQ, well, right behind it at least. I'm standing here looking at the Home Builder store, which I'm surprised. There's a lot of items in there, Mark. Mark Forrest joins us now. He's on staff with EAA, and we're going to talk all about the stuff that he does not only at AirVenture but throughout the year, because it's quite a project to keep all of this going.
It sure is. There's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts to this.
And so I was just saying, the Home Builder store, you've got this area. This is the reason I want to emphasize this so much, is because this is the first time that we've been down here in your Home Builder area. And I'm surprised to see what a complete little area you have here. So you have information. You have a place that your fly-in aircraft can buy their armbands and pay for their camping. And then you've got an area where the volunteers can eat, and you're feeding them in there. And then you've got a nice covered porch here to get out of the sun, and where people can have a nice chat. A lot of stuff going on down here.
Yeah, well, the Home Builders headquarters, it's a really nice spot, especially for all the folks flying in. But this whole area has become a community. Over the years, it's been kind of, I would say, disconnected. We have kind of silos. We have the Home Builders headquarters, we have the Home Builders hangar, forums and workshops. They're all kind of separate, but this year we've really brought it together with removing the old buildings, setting up the exhibit area, and literally for the first time, probably forever, you can stand in the center, spin yourself around, and see everything that's involved in home buildings, from kit aircraft that you can build, to our knowledge and information area with the forums, to hands-on workshops where you can try some basic skills to learn about sheet metal, gas welding, fabric covering, composite construction, and all those things just kind of wrapping up together with our home builds and review as well, learning about aircraft, seeing what's happening with our Paul's Aeroplane workshop, where folks are actually doing hands-on demos, displaying what is done in terms of building an aircraft beyond just the little practice projects we do, where we're recovering, restoring classic aircraft. We're building a cozy in the workshop and all kinds of things like that.
So Sport Air Workshops, they've been around for a long time, and they're very popular. How many of the workshops did you do this year?
Yeah, so
planned for
sure.
The year?
So our Sport Air Workshops is kind of our outreach program where we travel around the country, providing the basic skill set to start your airplane, be it sheet metal, fabric covering, composite construction, electrical systems, welding, and more. We do about 80 classes around the country each year. We try to find a suitable location. We have partnered with a number of aviation maintenance schools. Aviation Institute of Maintenance is one of the schools that we've partnered with, and they have locations around the country. So we come in for a two-day session, Saturday and Sunday, and provide the basic skills to get things going in terms of building your airplane. I like to say that Sport Air Workshops is like pushing you over the cliff. Because a lot of people come into this sport, this hobby, in terms of thinking about building an airplane. They've seen all the YouTube videos. They've looked at the books. They bought, you know, all kinds of brochures. But they're just still sitting on their chair, and they're timid about doing something.
The excitement level is there, but they just haven't pulled the trigger.
They're afraid.
Yeah.
They don't have the confidence, okay? So with the Sport Air Workshops, like I say, throws them over the cliff, gets them going, and gives them not only the basic skills, but the more importantly, a huge amount of confidence that you can do it. And literally anyone can build an airplane. It's not that difficult anymore. With the new technology in terms of design and construction, they almost go together like Lego. Not quite that easy, but a lot easier than it used to be.
Well, you know what any mechanic will tell you, it isn't about doing the work, it's about what tool to use to do it. That's half the battle, at least.
That's a big part of it. And through the sport,
knowing that is hard to know without experience.
Well, would you know what a river squeezer is, or a rivet gun, or, you know, which end
not
goes up?
Not if I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So and I just learned there's 10,000 rivets in an RV, so you better know how to do it.
Every single one has to be placed in by hand, too. But that's all a big part of the workshops, is doing that, you know, giving them the confidence and skills. And literally, we'll have people coming up and almost hugging us because they are so joyful, so enthusiastic about now they – can really do it, and they feel that confidence to be able to build an airplane, be it an RV or a Sonics or a Zenith or you name it. That's the joy of the Sport Air Workshop program.
So if one of our listeners is curious about the Sport Air Workshop schedule, where can they find that?
Really simple, sportair.com. That goes to the EAA page for our Sport Air Workshops. So we have detailed information on the individual workshops that we present, and then the schedule. And the schedule is always evolving. We have our preliminary schedule out for this coming fall and spring, and we'll be adding more courses. So check out the schedule page and check out the information about each individual course that we offer.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And now the workshops are year-round, but specifically here at Oshkosh, you mimic that in-house, right, for the whole week here.
Right. So we take the Sport Air Workshops and condense it to, instead of a two-day session, bring it down to about an hour and 15 minutes. So it's not a lot, but it gives you kind of a taste of what you can possibly do.
Sure. And that would be a good primer for then signing up for a local Sport Air Workshop later in the year.
Yeah.
And another thing that happens at AirVenture every year, and specifically this week, is these wonderful forums. And I remember when I first started coming to Oshkosh, the forum area was much, much smaller than it is now. It's expanded and grown, and it is a big part of most participants' day. A lot of people really, really like to research and plan what they're going to do that day, including forums. So a lot of people get up in the morning and camp, have their coffee, have their breakfast, and then head right out to the forum area. Tell us about how you've grown that, and it's really become quite popular. It's a whole book of forums for
yes,
the week.
Yes, absolutely. So back in the day, it started out as literally tents that we pitched out in the open field. We had little battery-powered amplifiers that speakers would talk about, and we'd use, believe it or not, overhead projectors and opaque projectors. If you're old
that,
school,
yeah.
You remember the opaque projectors.
You ran the ditto machines, handed
yeah.
out the flyers.
I mean, literally, it's like that. So that was back in the day, you know, 50 years ago. Today, we have hard shelter pavilions. We have 11 dedicated forum areas. Each one will hold anywhere from 150 to 1,000 people. And then we have auxiliary presentation areas around the grounds. When you wrap that all together, we have about 26 different presentation venues in the forums area and about the grounds and also in the museum area. This year, we have over 1,800 presentations given by presenters all over the world, and the number of presenters is close to 500. It's about 490-something from all sorts of information, from learning how to build an airplane to specific types of aircraft to history to personal stories, you name it.
Avionics, weather, it's just endless.
I mean, virtually anything that you can think of is being presented in the forums.
Government yeah. interaction. I know Meet the Administrator is always a forum
exactly.
every year.
Yeah, right.
And very, very popular one.
Right. So, as you say, a lot of great content, a lot of good information. And what makes it even better is now it's really easy to find what you're looking for on our website or the AirVenture app. You can search for a specific topic, a specific presenter. For example, if you want to see what's happening with all the presentations Bert Rutan will be doing through the rest of the week, just type that into the search box and you'll see exactly what he's going to be presenting, exactly where it is. So we've gone light years ahead from what it used to be back in the day.
Yeah, well, everything starts out as a baby, right? And then
right,
grows.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that the forum area will continue to grow. It's so popular.
Yes, it is. It really is. I mean, and just such an amazing amount of content. I mean, you know, you can go online for stuff, but there's nothing like sitting in an audience, listening to a person live, interacting with that person in a Q&A session, and even, you know, going up and speaking to them afterwards. That just brings it together and makes it so much more interesting, and the transfer of knowledge is just amazing that way.
So this week of AirVenture is pretty much the culmination of an entire year's work, I can imagine.
Yes.
After this week's over, you'll immediately start planning. Well, you might take a vacation, but then you'll immediately start planning yeah. for next year's forums, I'm sure.
It's about a six-hour vacation, and then we start moving into sending out the call for presentations for next year, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a process. So just really quickly, how does that process work? Say I have an idea to share, and I want to share it at AirVenture in a forum. How do I do that?
Yeah, so just go to eaa.org/speakerinfo, and we have a information sheet on how to submit a topic for a forum presentation. We take all those submissions and sort through them and vet what's, you know, of interest to membership, and then start building the schedule from that. And, you know, you think about it, 1,800 presentations, you would think that, you know, in today's world, you know, just like we've done with today's technology, you know, developing everything electronically, it's all done on paper. My office is literally lots and lots of charts, and that's really the only way to kind of sort through things. But that's how we do it, and it just takes a bit of time, and it works out to what we see today.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine, you know, certain presentations require a certain venue, and so you have to figure that all out.
All that, yeah. And people always want 10 o'clock on Tuesday, so we have to vet that too.
Mark, we're going to take a break, and we'll talk more about the home-built area and workshops and forums in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.